For our 15th wedding anniversary, my husband and I had the opportunity to go on a local culinary tasting tour. When planning the trip, I pictured tasting foods in a romantic outdoor setting, perfect for celebrating an anniversary, perhaps involving a checkered tablecloth and butterflies, with the occasional bunny running by. The reality was more like an indoor cattle call, where herds of people elbowed their way to tables for a taste of their next sample and engaged in small talk with strangers. For the record, I'm an introvert, and what I just described was not a good thing. I could tell the man standing alone next to us really wanted to talk, so I fought my introvert tendencies and offered a simple, "Hi." That small greeting eventually led to a long conversation about what's most important in raising kids. Bill, as I'll call him, told me, "The most important thing is giving your kids good old Christian values. Your kids may make a different decision about religion when they grow up, but they'll always have those values." I asked him, "Why do you believe it's the values and not the Christian faith that's important for them to have?" He looked at me incredulously, then replied, "Well, no one knows for sure what happens after we die, but good values will be a foundation for the rest of their life." Bill isn't alone in having the general attitude that no one knows for sure about God, therefore we can't take our choice of religion too seriously. But is that really as far as we can take our knowledge of truth? So far, we've established that objective truth exists, Chapter 9, and that all religions can't logically point to the same truth, Chapter 10. But if our kids can't get to the next step of claiming to know it's Christianity that's true, versus any other worldview, they're not much better off than where we started, chalking religious belief up to guesses about things that no one can know for sure. So how can Christians claim to know what's true? Let's start by considering what it means to know anything is true in our daily lives. What does it mean to know something? We use the word know in several ways. Sometimes we use it to say we have knowledge of someone by acquaintance. I know my daughter. Other times we use it to describe knowledge as competency, as in, I know how to play the piano. Still other times we use it to make a claim about something that is true or false, as in, I know the Civil War ended in 1865. This is called propositional knowledge. This is the kind of knowledge we're dealing with when we talk about religious claims. Traditionally, philosophers have defined propositional knowledge as justified true belief. This definition, while admittedly not exciting at first glance, is very useful for considering what it means to know something. Let's walk through it. As a first step to knowing something, you have to have a belief of some kind. You have to hold something to be true. It's possible to believe anything, of course. Simply having a belief doesn't mean it's right. I can believe that aliens exist, but that doesn't mean they do. Unfortunately, simple belief is the category to which many people assign religion. Like Bill on the culinary tour, they think no one can know what's true about God for sure. So all religious ideas are just simple beliefs. But this is an inadequate understanding of what it means to know something. Let's press on to understand.